What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season, we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
Was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Breathing right now?
Yes, she's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Wednesday's Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp.
Tamara Judge, Wednesdays are not normal for us.
I know.
To be on the pod, I know.
But it's because we have a very special guest from Real Housewives of Atlanta. I feel like we've been waiting for this moment.
Since December of last year.
Since as long as we've been waiting to see She by Sheree. And she is finally here. So let's bring her in. The fan questions went bananas. So we have lots and lots of things to talk about.
Yeah.
Especially with the reunion happening on Sunday. It was this past Sunday. Whew!
Let's not bring up that I'm wearing a Shein outfit, okay?
Let's definitely bring up that you're wearing a Shein outfit and the fact that how upset I am that I've been pronouncing it Shein as long as it's been around.
Well, you know.
I still don't know how you got that right. Oh, she's in the waiting room. Let's
because
bring her
I in. Get everything right, Teddy.
Please. Please. Thank you so much for joining us. Like, honestly, we have, because I think you were booked a while back and then something happened and then you weren't able to come on, and we honestly have been waiting, and everybody has sent us 1 million questions.
But it's worth the wait. It's worth the wait because now you have your business up and running and we have so much more to talk about.
Yes. Yeah. And you guys look amazing, by the way.
No, you look stunning. Is that a She by Sheree shirt that you have on right now?
It is. This is me. She's bold. She's strong. She's fierce. Fearless, she's you, She by Sheree.
We wanted to wear She by Sheree for this, but it didn't come up until quick enough, and so then we couldn't get the delivery. But don't you worry.
But instead, aww. I'm wearing Shein.
I love it.
You're such a good sport about that. Like how? Well, first, I love that I thought the name was Shein, and Tamara won't let me live it down, and she's like, "It's Shein."
See, I didn't know either.
Yeah, but how has it been finally getting to the place where you know, I thought the fashion show looked incredible, getting to that place, and then after it releasing, having all of the controversy surrounding it.
You know what, first of all, I started with the website crashing, which was, I mean, it's a it's a great thing because you have people who are wanting to, you know, actually support you and to go on to and shop. But it's a bad thing because, you know, it was me again being, you know, overpromised by a company. I got with GoDaddy. GoDaddy, you know, they promised me that they can hold the traffic, yada, yada, yada. The site started crashing actually earlier that day before we even actually launched the site because we were in the back office and we couldn't, you know, continue to work. So it was just a really bad, you know, it's a very, very bad start off. But yeah, it's been great. You know, I sold out of, you know, many, many pieces. So a lot of the things are on back order. But so that was the positive. And, you know, many companies have crashed, eBay crashed. I mean, but who would have thought, you know, just little old me, you know, myself.
Yeah. As a business owner, especially with e-commerce, we've crashed before too. It's just something that happens. And it's, like, yeah, I said, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but it's a frustrating thing.
Yeah.
It just means like so many people. Do you know how many people got onto your website? Did they give did your web?
I don't want to give exact numbers, but a lot. And I thought, yeah, I really lost a lot of, you know, that moment. I lost it. You know what I'm saying? And then we were down for a week because it was a holiday. It was a holiday. So the people who at GoDaddy who would be able to help me or try to, you know, fix the issue, they weren't there. That was on Labor Day.
So I think eventually you'll need to get an in-house person to work on your website.
So I do.
I have a good person. What? I can help you get that all seasoned out because I am the world's worst with that type of thing, but I have a really good person I'll give to you. But I actually was like, are they marketing geniuses? Because it did actually come back up the same day as the reunion. And I was like, maybe
that was a week later. Yeah, that was down for a whole week though. Let me tell you, I got
that was God's another timing.
Girl. I know. I got with another girl. I said, I need to have this because it was down for, you know, a week. She completed this website and we moved it to another host, which is Shopify, in 3 days. She did an incredible job.
Well, that's a smart. I'm on Shopify as well. That is like the best thing you can do.
Okay, yeah. So now I want to get these harder questions over with so then we can move on and talk about other things. What do you have to say about the people that are like, oh, we saw this on, now I know, Shein, or we saw this at Walmart, or any of those types of things?
Oh, what?
They're doing like the side-by-sides. Like, give us the background of your product so what we know what we're buying is She by Sheree.
Well, okay, so She by Sheree is a lifestyle brand. What I did, I brought in a production management. So most of my pieces are custom designed. And then we bring in merch as well. So it was, you know, she had an idea to actually incorporate things that for everybody, because everybody may not like my style, you know? Yeah. So what she did is what everybody does, private label. And so I don't know if Shein uses the same private label company, but it's not Shein or Shein or whatever it is, unless that same company that she, you know, she actually picked up, you know, picked some pieces. And we, you know, we just picked quite, you know, not a lot, just a few, because most, again, pieces that would complement and, you know, go with, you know, the things were already designed.
Yeah. And everybody does that.
Everybody does.
Everybody.
It's
in fact,
private label. It's white label. Major this company. Absolutely. Yep. Even all the boutiques that you, yep, that you're seeing, they're not making those things. They're private labeling these items from different places. And yep, they just put the brand in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw this outfit just today. I was on a website, not on Shein, something totally different. And then a lot of the boutiques we shop at, they all are, you know,
absolutely.
So I think it's more just people want more information. And it's a good thing because people are, you know, they're obsessed with you. They're obsessed with seeing if, you know, you have to realize that there's been 3 episodes named after some of your iconic phrases. She by herself, who gonna check on me, boo, and a fashion show with fashion. Like, how do you feel about that?
I did not know that.
Yeah, 3 episodes based on things that you've said.
Yes, you're definitely most valuable player this season for sure.
Thank you, thank you.
Really enjoyed this season. I'm kind of bummed that it's over. But we still have, how many reunions, 2 or 3?
Three.
Okay. So we still have 3 more, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went deep down the rabbit hole. Like I have issues. Like I really went deep. So tell me if I have any of this information incorrect. Okay.
Okay.
You're a housewife from season 1 to 4,
mm-hmm,
then gone. You were back season 8 through 10. Then season 11, you were offered a friend role, declined because you know your worth. And then this is your first season back, and you are the first housewife in history to be on a housewife show for a third run.
That is absolutely correct. Now, I'm not sure. I thought I came back season 7 as a friend, but maybe not. But yeah, you may be correct.
Yeah. And then how did you originally get cast on the show?
I originally got cast on the show. It was a girl that I met through Nene. So she knew both of us. And she knew one of the producers, someone that was, I guess, putting the show together. And they were looking for women, you know, at the time, it was African-American women who were doing great things, who were socialites and, you know, lived a great lifestyle. And so she mentioned my name and, you know, I interviewed and here we are.
And your house is finished, which looks amazing. Are you staying?
Staying in a house?
In your house? Is this your forever house now?
Oh, you know what? I can see being somewhere else. I can see, I think I will always, you know, I'll keep Chateau Charest, but I can also see me part-time somewhere else. I want to be on the beach. I just want to chill and live, you know, just live a good, great life.
Yeah, I feel you on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we have to get into a little bit of Tyrone. Okay, because now
just a little bit of Tyrone.
So just a touch of Tyrone, because one, your abstinence comment, dead. I was deceased, laid on the floor. But all right, now we have to go back because I went back and watched some clips. So to give history, Tyrone was once an agent for you, Nene, and Kim, correct? Like for events.
No, he wasn't an agent. He was hosting an event. And I knew another guy who he manages. And so he reached out to me because they were looking for us to do an appearance at his event. And so that's how.
And you and Nene had the big kind of falling out because Nene tried to do the negotiation and say that she was, you know, trying to get you out of it, wanted more information. Like,
yeah, me now, and Kim. Yeah.
Yeah. Now that you're on this side of things with Tyrone, are you starting to believe Nene or do you still stand with Tyrone?
No, the thing is, the person who told me this wasn't Tyrone. It was the guy who brought it to me, who is very reputable in the industry, very well known. And he has no reason to lie about, you know, conversations that he heard, you know, Tyrone having with Nene. But, you know, aside from that business deal. Yeah. I mean, she called him Tyrone and that probably fits.
Are you still friends with Nene?
We're not. I wouldn't say we're friends. I, you know, that's
friendly.
That's a huge word. Yeah. We're definitely
friends. It's a huge word.
Well, just because we didn't see her. We didn't see her at your fashion show.
Yeah.
We didn't see Kim either. Did you invite Kim?
I totally invited Kim. I was really upset. I was really bummed that Kim did not come. Aww. She, you know, I was talking to her up into my event. You know, she said she's coming. You know, she's bringing Croy. She's bringing the girls. And
she flaked?
Yeah.
Hold on. Did she tell you she wasn't coming or did she?
No. Yeah. Because throughout the years, I've always supported Kim. I've always, you know, been there for her and, you know, still by her side. And for her to, you know, she was there in the beginning. So I really felt like she should have been there.
Could it possibly be because of the cameras? And even so, she could have sat in the back and just watched to support, right?
Absolutely. I've had several people do that. They're like, I don't want the attention. Yeah.
You can definitely go. Like I went to Portia's bar mitzvah unmiked with no kid. You can go in and still support. Has she said anything since? Like, I'm sorry I didn't make it.
Well, I ran into her, of course, on Carlos's show, and she just said, I think she said, I'm sorry I didn't make it. That was it. We didn't really get a chance to talk because we were actually on camera, you know, going on camera. So we didn't get a chance to talk.
Do you think Kim will ever come back to the show or be asked back?
I don't know, but I think Kim is good TV.
I do too.
Yeah.
I would love to go back.
And speaking of Carlos, I've been seeing a lot of...
You're going there.
Of course I'm going there.
Oh, Lord.
You know, I mean, come on. Sheree would go there, too, if it was the reverse. Candy said that Carlos sold her life story without telling her. Hmm. Have you heard anything about this?
I have never heard that before.
He went and took Candy's mom and said, I'm going to have this interview. said it was for something else. Like he just wanted to hear about Escape or something like that. And so the mom was about to do an interview, and then Candy found out about it and realized that it was her life story that Carlos told. We have not heard a response from Carlos yet, but I was wondering if you've heard any rumblings about this.
No, I have not. I've never heard it. So did it actually air?
I don't think so. I think this is new.
No. I texted him yesterday. I texted Carlos yesterday. He just said, girl.
Girl. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that means like shit's hitting the fan.
Yeah. So I think, you know, he's got his own podcast. And I just said, well, I can't wait for your clap back.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I'll be listening to his podcast.
Yeah.
And then also at your fashion show, Tyrone takes this time to show up. When he showed up the day before, I literally had rage. Like, you're like organizing everything. He shows up, he doesn't even apologize. He comes in like, you know, he comes in hot, like he's ready to go. And I'm like, what are you doing? What's the point of showing up if you're not there to support her and apologize?
Yeah, such an asshole. Like
he did look like an asshole. And do you have any idea he was coming?
No, I had no idea he was coming. No, yeah, he just popped up. I had not, you know, we had not talked after I went to Philly and he didn't show up. I hadn't talked to him for months. And so then the new year was coming in. And I was like, okay, I don't want to go into the new year with bad, you know, energy, bad blood. So let me just reach out and let him know, you know, hey, I hope everything is okay. You know, no heart, you know, we're just moving on. And he told me about his dad. His dad was not doing well at the time. So he told me about his dad and we talked about that. And then that was it. I was like, all right, happy new year. So then he started calling me saying, I think he called me when they took the ankle bracelet off. And I was like, okay, well, congratulations. Cause you know, at this point I'm done. And then he goes, you know, he continues to call. I answer the phone sometimes, sometimes I don't respond, but he was saying he wanted to come and, you know, see me in Atlanta. And I'm like, no, it's too late. I'm done. Like, cause this is months. For months, you never thought to call and apologize or say anything. So I'm good.
Now I have one question. What is it like dating somebody that's actually in jail? How often do you see them? Do you talk to them on the phone? How does that work? Cause you know what? You hear about it all the time. Wow, I don't understand how that works.
You know what? I've always been like a person that really likes to get to know somebody. Well, you think you're really getting to know somebody.
Yeah.
And dating somebody in jail, which I would never do again, but dating someone in jail allowed us time to really, where I thought, you know, he was being open and honest, get to know each other on a deeper level.
Yeah. Via phone or email or in person?
Oh, phone. So, you know, these guys, they get cell phones in prison. So
they do? What?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Hold on, how?
I don't know how they do it, but they do it.
No, so okay, but now wow. I need to know. Back in the day when he was hiring you for events or the event or whatever it was, were you all hooking up back then?
Yeah, we started talking back then.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's
I didn't know you him, were, that's you, when I first met him. Yeah,
you'd already done the deed before he went into prison.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, because I have been really needing to get to the bottom of it, because I'm like, that's a lot of time to put
but
into something.
That makes more sense. That makes
more
sense.
But then now you're saying he's bad in bed, so you took all this time.
Well, let me say,
worse in prison because he's out of practice, or what happened?
I don't know if he's out of practice, but it's it
hell
was never,
yeah, he better be out of practice.
No, it was never great, but with me, it's more of a mental and an emotional connection.
Yeah, yeah. So you emotionally were over him. So you're like, this
yeah,
weenie,
but no,
this
I'm saying
he blows. Even, yeah.
Even what before he went in, with me is more of an emotional and than a physical connection with people, and it's not just with him; it's with other people as well. But now I'm on to something new.
Bigger, I know. You know what I'm saying? So excited.
No, not him. Just
not me. Martel
wanting something else. No, oh. I'm saying just me wanting something else. I've never been. I've always been. You know, the type of person who a physical, like I've been in that relationship where I didn't have the best sex and I stayed because I had, you know, a different connection with that person.
I had marriages like that. Not the one I'm in now. Let's just throw that out
I love
there.
That there's plural marriages.
Well, I've been married 3 times.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a slow learner.
You know what? It could happen. So you, how long have you been dating? Because Martell's on Love and Marriage, right?
Yes.
And how long have you guys been dating?
We're just hanging out. That's a good friend of mine. But it's been probably maybe almost 4 months now.
Okay. All right, hanging out. All right. Speaking of hanging out.
Hopefully we'll be seeing some love and marriage between you two.
Well, we'll have to see. But I now need to know Apollo. We have to talk about the Apollo of it all. Because Tam, I'm going to sell you
I lost it.
She got real revved up about it.
Because I'm friends with Phaedra. So okay. When I saw that, I said, nope, because he was throwing her under that bus and running her over. And I didn't see that coming.
But I guess, you know, he was telling his truth and telling his side. I don't know.
Yeah. And then they gave him an interview.
Yeah. Apollo got an interview.
Yeah.
So how long have you guys always kept in touch, you and Apollo?
We were cool before he went to prison. Okay. And then when he came home, he reached out to me. The funny thing is, I know you guys are into fitness as well. So I was at a class to be certified, getting certified for fitness instructor, and ran into Apollo there. So that's when we kind of really connected outside of, you know, Real Housewives of Atlanta.
And if you could bring any past Real Housewives of Atlanta person back, who would it be?
I always say Lisa Wu. I don't think that, you know, everybody really got a good chance to, you know Lisa Wu and to, you know, to really get to know her. She's fun. She's spicy. She has a little bit crazy in her.
Yeah, she was on one episode this season, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she was.
She used to be one of my favorites way back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. She's a hoot for sure.
And then what are your thoughts on Marlo finally getting her peach?
Oh my gosh, the bitch worked hard enough for it, didn't she? I mean, who works that long for free? It's about time.
Well, it paid off.
Yeah.
And not only did she get her peach, she got first seat on the couch.
That part.
Were you shocked by the seating arrangements?
I was not. And it behooves me that I'm just confused at how a lot of people say they're confused. If you, what season did you watch?
Well, I'm not confused that you two were both first seat. I was more confused why Drew was next to Sonia. Because it made it so awkward because they're like, their backs are turned to each other the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Sonia could have been on either side.
Yeah. Across.
Yeah. That's true.
And it just made it feel like neither of them could really, at least in episode one, neither of them made good points. So right. I was like,
I don't really know that there's a rhyme or reason to the couch. Like, I used to think, like,
You can see the way that Andy looks at the people at the first two spots.
Oh, really?
The first two spots. Even when you're caught, like, saying something like, well, yeah, no, if I don't like it, I'm not going to pay for it, or whatever it is. Like, something so outrageous. He's like, he's just smiling at you, like, grinning ear to ear.
I love Andy.
How did you feel when Kenya explained to you how it works for someone to pay for something?
Now you guys know I do pay my bills. I wouldn't be this blessed or be able to live the lifestyle that I live without if I owed a whole bunch of people. But there are times when, say for instance, the incident with Drew. If they're asking you to do put together an event. So then she gets on this TV and says, you know, gives me this high, you know, bill, which, bitch, I'm putting together a whole fashion show. I got a whole bunch on my plate. And you want me to throw a party for some people who ain't even, did you see the party they threw me?
The party they threw you when you had to pay for your own stuff.
That one too. that too. And then what they did at Sonia's house. I hate when people come up with these narratives and, you know, try to, you know, just kind of make things up for TV.
And then what about Fatoum? Okay, so how does Fatoum feel post, I mean, what was the phrasing that Drew said? Was it that she is a chihuahua? I was like getting a little lost, but like she's a chihuahua and throwing bones and all the things. Like, what is your relationship with Fatoum and what started their issues?
I think their issue started at the tea party, at Brooklyn's tea party, where as soon as I came in, you know, first they had this this game they want to play. And it said Sheree and Drew had the same assistant. And the assistant said that, you know, he wasn't being paid. Well, first of all, he was never my assistant. He wanted to be my assistant some years ago, and it just, you know, didn't work out.
So what is he, a fan?
He's a camera whore is what he is.
Oh, no.
That's what he is. He just wants camera time. I've seen it. I'm 13 years on TV. I know when I spot a camera whore.
Tam, do you have any camera whore friends?
I did, and I had to get rid of them. I had some in the very beginning, and they would only come around or they make, you know, big deals in front of the camera. I'm like, dude, you are not a housewife. Go sit your ass down. I don't like that. That pisses me off, actually.
Yeah. But he's actually not a bad guy. I think he got a bad rap. I think Drew, if you watch the show, he never says that I did not pay him. Again, that's another narrative that she created. So when she's going, you know, she's like, oh, she's saying all this stuff. And my girlfriend Fatoum, who is very familiar with the situation as well, about, you know, what he said, you know, about her husband. So I'm sitting there, I'm just taking, I'm like, okay. That's not true. Anthony never worked for me. So Fatoum couldn't take it no longer. She's like, well, why don't you tell her what he said about her? Because she, in her mind, is like, to be honest with you, he had talked about everybody at that table. He had told me things about everybody at the table.
Camera whore.
Yeah. And he also is the same.
Stirring the pot.
Yeah.
Well, we know how the stirring the pot works, ladies. Let's not.
I blame her for bringing it on TV, you know, when she didn't know if it was true or not, she didn't care. And that's the thing. I hate when people create these things and you have to spin these lies on TV.
So I have a philosophy when people do that, they bring up stuff just to, even if it's a lie, the best reaction is to have no reaction, right? Because if somebody brings in a lie to the show and you get like overly and you're yelling and screaming, then you look like you're defending yourself.
Right.
You better just be like, yeah, whatever. Right?
Maybe. Yeah. But then if people keep talking about it, then
won't talk about it. People only talk
she
about it.
She talked about it the entire season.
Oh, well, then he shouldn't have any camera time.
No, Drew talked about it the entire
season. Oh, Drew did. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely think that Fatoum wants that peach. I can feel it.
That was my next question. Do you think there was a few like friends that come on this season? Do you see
there
any
was
of
so
them?
Many people.
So many. Even you guys took them on the trip, which is something I've never seen before. Do you see any of these girls being on the show next season?
Probably not.
No.
Probably
not. Okay.
No.
Yeah. And then there's all these rumors that you guys are already starting back up and there's two new housewives have you heard any of it? Is any of this true? Or is it just.
I've heard the same rumors you guys are hearing that there's, you know, one or two new housewives and, you know, a couple new friends and, you know, but you know, they don't tell us anything.
How would you feel about Kim and Portia returning? Cause that's also out there right now.
That would be epic. That would be great. Especially Kim. I think Kim is really, really good TV. Portia's good TV too. And you know, she got a lot going on. I think either one of them would be really good.
Is there anybody that you wish you could say goodbye to?
Ooh. Ah, shady.
I think we've been talking about her already.
Oh.
See, I have to be honest. I had Drew on the podcast when Tamara was out. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy talking to, because you know, you bring some people on, like immediately I can feel I enjoy talking to you. Like there's sometimes you have a connection with people and there's some that aren't, that are feel really stiff and it feels like you're pulling stuff out of them. And Drew had a really warm, welcoming, like, you know, persona to her. So I have like a soft spot towards her. So when I'm watching it, I'm like, oh no, you know, like I'm having issues with Sonia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not. I like Sonia.
She loves Sonia, but I am having issues with Sonia. I agreed when Drew said, I mean, she's there's tears in her eyes, but she's not crying because not a tear dropped out of her eye.
Well, you know what it's like crying on TV. You don't want to mess your damn makeup up. That takes
I'm not
2 hours.
At so you're on like TV, this, and if you're crying, tears come out of your eyes.
Well, what's her name in New York? Tiffany Pollard. She said sometimes you can have an inside cry.
Yeah, they go backwards.
Like, cry, cry, bitch.
Yeah. I'm crying on the inside.
I'm smiling on the inside. All the things. But oh my gosh. All right. We've got to take a little break and we'll come back and do some fan questions.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's gonna catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything. A moment that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these very moments.
The last couple of years has been the hardest season of our marriage for sure. I'm surprised our marriage survived it. I think we both are. I think we both were barely holding on. Nothing compares to how hard this is.
Their stories are full of candor, awe, and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change.
True behavior change is really identity change. Every action you take is a vote for the type of person you wish to become.
Listen to A Slight Change of Plans on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, these are fan questions. Not
they come from Instagram. As if we haven't been asking shitty questions.
All right. Well, you've been very open.
Questions.
Open and honest.
Okay. If you could turn back time, do you think Nene should be back?
I mean, she was good TV as well.
So you're looking at it more like a business than how it would affect your life.
Oh, yeah. I've never really, I'm able to coexist with the best of them. So even though, we may not get along, I do know I want the best for the actual franchise.
Yeah, that's because you're a good housewife.
Yeah. And who do you think you're closest? Who is your of the current cast? Who are you closest with?
I would say I'm pretty close with maybe Marlo, Kenya.
Marlo, Kenya. Is Marlo that tough, like off camera?
She's tough, but I think she'd be really soft on the inside.
She seems very soft because you see like drastic changes in her personality. Sometimes she's just the sweetest, kindest, and I just want to give her a big giant hug. And then other times I'm like, oh, geez, here she goes. But she's great TV.
Yeah.
Great TV. Do you stay? Do you still talk to some of the OGs?
Yeah, for sure.
Who?
Yeah. Lisa Wu. Mm-hmm. I actually just text with Deshaun the other day. And Kim and I talk every now and then.
And then what lessons for anybody that's listening to this podcast who has wanted to get a business off the ground, what advice would you give to somebody like from the mistakes that you have made?
Oh my gosh. So we're going to make mistakes. And, you know, a lot of people don't know that I only operated a boutique in Atlanta before I got on Housewives. I carried a lot of the brands that are now in Neiman Marcus and Saks. I catered to the up and coming designer at that time. And when I opened my store, I always wanted to, you know, my vision was, I want to design. I want to have my own label. I knew the business of owning a store and being a buyer. I kind of jumped into this head first. When I got the opportunity to be on the show, I'm like, I'm working on the clothing line, which, you know, I was not at the time. I kind of just threw that out there. But in my mind, I'm like, I don't just want to go on TV. I want to, you know, actually have a product. So I kind of just jumped in, didn't know how to swim. It's like me jumped in the water. I'm drowning. I'm like, wait, what do I need to do next? So I figured it out. But I stayed true to, you know, my passion. Even though, you know, we're going to make these mistakes and I did not give up. I, you know, continue to, you know, dream and, you know, life happens and everything happened. I would say if you have a dream, you have a passion, continue with it. You're going to get, you know, a lot of negativity. You're going to have a lot of haters. You're going to have a lot of ups and downs. You're going to go through the hills and the valleys. But if it's something that you really love to do and you're passionate about it, then I would say continue on no matter what. And it's not your time. It is not any of our time. It's God's time.
Yeah, that's true. Now, speaking of being a designer and designing things, did all you ladies have the same designer for your reunion dresses? Because it kind of looked like it.
Most of us did. Me and Marlo. Me, Sonia, and Marlo have the same designer.
Who's the designer?
Oh, you would ask me. I think her name is Nanika. I cannot think of her last name.
Because I was confused, because he was talking about something about getting something done to the dress, and then you guys all kind of chimed in as if you all had this, and Tam and I were like, what? Did everybody get the same?
It's the first thing I thought. Well, you guys were color coordinated so
Everybody looked so good.
Beautifully.
Everybody looked
I mean,
so
I've seen
good.
Reunions when sometimes they look like they're in Easter dresses. Like, everybody's in a different color. Like, this just flowed so beautifully.
Yeah.
How many hours was your reunion? Because we just saw in Beverly Hills that Andy posted. It was like, I don't know, 9:54. And you know, the call time was the crack of dawn. And
6 a.m., yeah.
What time did you guys wrap?
I think we wrapped around 9 something as well.
Yeah.
Call time was 6 a.m. And I think we wrapped around 9 something.
It's a long day.
Yeah.
Other than Sonia, and we saw a little bit of Marlo, are we going to see more tears at the reunion? Inside tears or outside tears, I guess, now that there's two different ways.
Yes, you're going to see inside tears and outside tears at the reunion.
And do you think that Kenya and Marlo will ever be able to see eye to eye?
That's a tough one. They're so similar in so many ways and so different. I don't see it anytime soon.
I feel like Kenya holds grudges.
And we don't?
I don't. I get over things pretty easily, but I feel like she really holds on to things and it takes her a while to come around. Yeah.
Well, she said that she had, you know, forgiven Marlo for a lot of the things that she had said. And then I guess this season, it triggered her again when Marlo was calling her a liar. And you know.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that a lot of times something that you guys will tend to do in Atlanta is bring in plastic surgery. To the like, you've gotten this, you've had a mommy maker, you've had like.
Isn't that every Housewife show?
I would say some. I think some of the shows, they don't really talk about it so much. It just really depends on the franchise and who's recently got surgery done.
I'm watching Potomac right now, last season, and that's all they're talking about.
Oh, well, yeah, because of, is it Mia?
Yes,
because Mia. Of the new housewife, and there's they can't figure out which type of vaginal reconstructive surgery she's
I start thinking, oh, geez, do I need that? What is it? Please tell me more.
But she didn't even describe what it was. And then all the other girls were like, but didn't you have C-sections? And then, I don't know if you guys watch, I'm just obsessed with Potomac, but one of the women goes, well, if you haven't had a regular, you know, childbirth, how beat up could your pee be? And I was like, what?
And everyone said she's been pounded. I'm obsessed. I can't wait till they air.
Okay, so I know we're running out of time, but what other franchises are you into? Or do you solely watch Atlanta because that's your job?
No, I only watch Atlanta when I'm on Atlanta and I have to comment about it. But I watch Beverly Hills. I watch Potomac. I watch Orange County.
You better watch this next season.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to your return.
Thank you. I'm really excited.
Well, yes. And then who, if you could be friends with one person, it can't be us. I know you're just, you know, really wishing
dying to hang out with
dying
us.
For it to be us. But who would it be?
From each franchise?
Or any franchise. This is number one favorite housewife outside of Atlanta.
Ooh, number one favorite housewife.
That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
Yeah. How about Beverly
Hills?
Beverly Hills? Who would you hang out with Beverly
Hills? Beverly Hills. I think I would have a good time with maybe Erica.
I knew it.
Because I see some similarities between Erica and Marlo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how there's a really soft side if you kind of peel down the layers, but like if you cross them, they're going to say some outlandish shit that's going to get them in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Very true. Don't cross them.
Yeah, don't. And you can see that sometimes they don't even really mean what they're saying, but they want that reaction. That reaction feeds something in them.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, so that would make sense. And you haven't done Girls Trip yet, right?
No.
Would you?
I would. It seems fun. How was it, Tamara?
It was fun. It was crazy. It's jam-packed full of excitement. It's literally, I think ours was 8 or 9 days. You do so much and you get to know, like, that's where I really got to know Phaedra and Eva. It had its highs and lows. And then you get like, almost like, cause we were in Dorinda's house. So you start to get like cabin fever, like get me the hell out of here. I just want to go home. But it's all good. So it's fun.
Yeah. Kenya told me she had the best time doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. That trip looked incredible.
Well, she was in Turks and Caicos, right? Is that where they were?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and what about, do you ever talk to Eva?
No, you know, Eva came on the season. I think she was a friend. Was she a friend my last season? Mm-hmm. And when I left, she became a housewife. So we really didn't spend
a lot. Oh, you didn't have much crossover.
Yeah.
She's really sweet.
There are rumors that Phaedra would either come back to Atlanta or, I mean, obviously that's not going to happen as long as Candy's there, or go to Dubai. Do you ever talk to her?
Phaedra, yes. I talk to Phaedra every now and then.
Have you talked to her since you had Apollo on the show?
I've seen her. I've totally seen Phaedra, and yeah, she didn't say anything.
She didn't say anything.
No,
you didn't do anything wrong.
Now you're changing your tune.
No, it was
flopping Tamara.
I didn't mind that he was on there. I just didn't like the fact that he threw the mother of his child under the bus. That's the only thing I don't like.
I didn't mind he was there.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, we always like to see familiar faces on the shows.
I don't know that I necessarily need to see ex-husbands unless it's a housewife that's on the, like seeing your ex-husband.
My ex-husband?
No. Sheree's, wasn't your ex-husband at your fashion show?
Yes, he was at my fashion show. Yes.
I'm happy to see that. That shows that he's supportive, but I don't know that I need to see somebody that's not on the show's ex-husband.
Well,
you did.
Big part of the show though. My ex-husband was barely on there. Apollo was a big, big part of the show, even with, you know, with the guys. So, and I thought he did great in my fashion show. You
know? He did do great. And actually, Tamara said she thought that you guys had chemistry.
I thought you had a little chemistry.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Never. No. No.
I want him to shave, though. He's so handsome, and he's covering his face up with all that hair.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. The guys are into these beards these days.
I know. My husband does it, too. I'm like, can you please? It's now turning gray. I need to, let's clean it up a little bit.
I like the gray.
I'm like, I'm fine with the gray, but once the gray gets long, I'm like, I need it.
It gets all.
I need, I'm like, and it's like wiry. I'm like, no, let's.
Yeah.
Let's trim it down. Last question before we let you go. What exactly, was there any sensation when you had the vagina cleanse?
No, I don't even know if I think Kenya may have had a better vagina cleanse than I did. She got low. Yeah, I didn't feel anything. I don't think I did it right.
And are you going to be at BravoCon?
I will be at BravoCon.
Yay, so are we.
We're going to see you there.
Well, can we go for drinks while we're at BravoCon?
We better go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because Tamara and I aren't bringing me and Tamara, I always get in trouble, whatever way it is. But we're not bringing our husbands. Are you bringing your husband? I mean, are you bringing your hangout?
Your hangout friend?
I don't know. He may come for a couple of days, but no.
So, yes.
I hope you guys know. I guess we'll hang out with you guys.
Yep. We're going to have drinks.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
you are
Sheree.
So much fun. And we wish you all the success.
This was an amazing interview. You're awesome.
And congratulations with you guys too for your podcast. And Tamara, you coming back on Orange County.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
It's been a good year.
Yeah.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was amazing.
Yay, she's so good.
So easy to talk to, so open, so friendly. She probably got off right now. Those girls. Just kidding.
Are you kidding?
Those fucking twats.
Those twats, they're so twatty. I'm like, of course we are. Which leads me to our next thing, which is Bravo just dropped the full schedule for BravoCon, and you can buy tickets and see this full schedule by visiting BravoCon2022.com. And guess who's going to be there?
Who, Teddy? Who's going to be there?
Tam's going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
They're also having 138 other Bravo celebrities confirmed to participate in the largest BravoCon ever, place October 14th through Sunday, October 16th at the Javits Center, 429 11th Avenue in New York City. They're doing a Bud Light Seltzer. Lay's and State Farm serve as presenting sponsors. 60 different live panels. Which panel are you on?
You know what? I have to look at my schedule. I have like 3 full days. I know that I'm on maybe a Legends panel or something like that.
Of course, she's on a Legends panel. And
I'm super excited that it's all in one place this year. It's going to make it so much easier for talent and for the visitors who are coming in just to be in one place. And then...
I love that Tam's on the Legends panel, and I'm on Project Runway panel, where Christian and Elaine are going to talk about some of the Housewives fashion during an All Housewives runway show. They will revisit some of the past looks and give commentary on what they are wearing that day. With my walk, why do you think I was asked to do this panel?
Oh my God, I was actually on a fashion panel the first BravoCon, and I was on with like people like Dorit. You're talking about our fashion.
I think Dorit's on mine too.
Of course she is. And we're talking about, you know, outfits we wore for a reunion. And I'm like, yeah, mine cost $40.
I'm going to have to
and
say.
Her face, like, oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to be like, I'm consistently a fashion with no fashions.
You do well with your fashion. You know what? You can look on Revolve.com and
you know
can
what?
Pick out your
I
outfit.
Can put add to cart on Revolve.com or Amazon dupes, like the best of them. Go kick rocks or Shein.
I mean, it's going to be the best Bravo experience yet with legendary memorabilia and countless surprises along the way. I really feel like the lineup is over the top exciting. And
who are you most excited to see?
Most excited. Oh my gosh.
I'm pretty invested
in that one.
I don't watch the show, but I'm invested in the online drama of what's the one with my friend on it? Shep.
Southern Charm.
Southern Charm.
Yeah.
Because there's been so much going on about who's dating who. Naomi at the reunion. The Paige DeSorbo saying, thank God, heavens, I'm not at that reunion. All that, I'm invested.
I love seeing everybody. It's kind of like a family reunion. You know, well, like we're all sisters in this one way or another.
On Saturday night, fans can party the night away with the loudest flavors ever at BravoCon After Dark, presented by Bud Light Seltzer, featuring Vanderpump Rules star Tom Sandoval, his band Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras, and other special guests. Tickets on sale now for purchase.
What about Watch What Happens? Is that on your list as well?
Yes.
Okay. As previously announced, Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen will host 5 episodes during the packed 3-day weekend, including the first ever Watch What Happens Live, Andy's Legend Ball. Yeah, that's probably what I'm in. That's not a panel. I'm going to Legends Ball. A night that
I'm actually the ball.
Okay. The night that honors the most iconic jaw-dropping moments in talent throughout Bravo history. Oh, geez. Does that mean one of my moments? Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen's show will film at the Manhattan Center's Hammerstein Ballroom, 311 West 34th Street.
Guys, go get your tickets and make sure you come chat with us. While you are there, go to BravoCon2022.com, See y'all in October.
I know. I can't wait.
But I mean, we'll also talk to you guys tomorrow because we have to recap everything else. So see you then.
See ya.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
Was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.